Most of the Midwest will likely benefit greatly from warmer temperatures over the next couple of days, but it will turn cooler again a little bit later this week, and some of the eastern portions of the Midwest are facing rain and snow as we get to midweek. The temperatures here this afternoon will be very pleasant across a big part of the region, with highs in the northern portions of the Midwest in the upper 30s and 40s. The lower parts of the region will see 50 and 60 degree highs, with a number of locations in Nebraska, Kansas, and Missouri getting up over 70 degrees. The warmth will continue to work its way to the east and south as we go through Tuesday, and tomorrow afternoon's highs will be 30s and 40s again across the northern parts of the Midwest, while some of the southern areas see temperatures in the 60s and 70s. But it will be a one-day deal. Cooler air will overspread most of the Midwest as we move into Wednesday and Thursday. High temperatures Wednesday will be limited to the upper teens and 20s across the Great Lakes region. 30s and 40s will occur in the lower Midwest. As we move on out into Thursday, we'll probably expect to see most areas across the Midwest starting to see a bit of a warming trend in the west, where highs will be back into the 40s, 50s, and perhaps a few lower 60s. The eastern Midwest will still be quite chilly on Thursday, with afternoon highs running mostly in the 20s and 30s from Michigan into Ohio and parts of eastern Indiana, while areas in between, including Illinois and southwestern Indiana, will be in the 40s with a few upper 30s. Low temperatures at night across the region are expected to stay rather warm tonight. We'll look for 20s and 30s across the northern Midwest and 30s and 40s in the south. But the colder air will overspread most of the region as we move into Wednesday morning and Thursday morning. Thursday will probably be coldest. Most lows will be in the 20s in the western Corn Belt, while the eastern Midwest will see temperatures in the single digits and teens across the Great Lakes region, and probably teens and 20s in the lower eastern parts of the Midwest. We'll expect the temperatures to begin to rebound after that, with no further temperatures that cold for a while. We will see temperatures still cooling back down again briefly late in the weekend across the northern Great Lakes region, where another cool air mass will just skirt across that region. Precipitation prospects will be most significant as we move through the middle part of this week. Disturbance will form in South Dakota as we go through the night tide and start to march from northwest to southeast across the Midwest as we move through the day tomorrow, ending on Wednesday. Storm system will just produce a quarter of an inch of moisture in some areas in the western Midwest. We'll look for moisture totals in the eastern Midwest, though, to run anywhere from about 15 hundredths of an inch upwards to 65 hundredths of an inch, with some local totals getting up to 7 or 8 tenths of an inch. Ohio and portions of eastern Indiana and northern Kentucky will be among the wetter areas, as well as western Pennsylvania. And it looks like some heavy wet snow may fall with this event. Right now, it looks like South Dakota into Iowa will see 1 to 3 inches of accumulation, maybe including parts of southernmost Minnesota and southernmost Wisconsin. But areas from the northern part of Illinois into southeastern Michigan and northwest Ohio could run 2 to 5 inches. But with that said, it's all going to come down to how quickly the cold air gets into the precipitation. If it waits for too long, we'll likely see that much snow. But if it occurs quickly, we could end up with some counties out there with 5 to 10 inches of accumulating snow. I don't think that the latter scenario will play out, but there will be at least some potential for some heavy snow, and if you're traveling through the eastern Midwest, you need to be aware of that potential. Once the storm system is out of the way, we'll likely see some drier weather across the Midwest again that will dominate from the second half of this week into the weekend, and perhaps even into early next week with a cool front skirting across the north. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.